Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So Donald and Andrews is on a phone line. Let me see if I have this story right. The headline says, teacher wins $10,000 in contest buried in insurance policy small print. A teacher won a $10,000 prize after spotting a contest hidden in the small print of her insurance policy. Donnellan is a teacher from Thomaston, Georgia. She bought travel insurance for a trip, a planned vacation to London with friends, which is funny because I'm in this very boat right now. I'm going on the Steve Bertrand trip to London, and then we'll go to Edinburgh, Scotland. I think that was her plan. She read the insurance policy, maybe that I've had before me before. Hey, Donnellan, this is John Williams. You're on WGN in Chicago. How are you?
I'm doing great today. How are you doing?
Really well. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a fun ride this week.
So when is the trip?
The trip is in September.
And you're going to London? Are you going to Scotland as well?
I'm going to Scotland in June to celebrate my retirement from teaching after 25 years, and my husband and I will be celebrating our 35th wedding anniversary.
Ah, so two different trips. Which one was
right.
The one that you were looking at the insurance policy on?
The one to London in September.
All right. And so you're looking at this thing, and what were you doing? What happened?
I purchased the trip insurance through this company after comparing several others on the website, and I printed, they sent me a confirmation and a contract, and I printed both out and, you know, were putting them both in my trusty folder because I'm one of those nerds that has folders on everything to keep everything together. And I sat down to read through not only the confirmation sheet with all the information, but the 7-page contract. And as I got to the 7th page, which, by the way, it was very easy to read. It wasn't one of those types of contracts full of legalese and words nobody knows what they mean. It was very easy to read in short paragraphs.
Mm-hmm.
But on the last page, in bold print, it said, pays to read. And in the following paragraph, it basically said, if you've read this far in a contract, you're only, you know, like 1% of people who actually read contracts. And our company wants to change that by running a contest. And the first person to get this far and email us your name and telephone number wins $10,000. Of course, it got my attention. So I thought, well, somebody has to win. So I sent in the email. And guess what? They called me the next day. It was fabulous.
I wonder how long that contract had been out there. How many people had had it before you?
Well, according to the data that they published, the contest had been going on for 23 hours. They expected it to go up to a year, but in the first 23 hours,
yeah.
73 people had purchased trip insurance on their website, and I was the only one who had read through it to see the contest at the end.
They're probably very happy and also a little probably frustrated because 1 in 73 makes the point, but it might be 1 in 1,000. It might be 1 in 10,000, but their luck, you happen to come along right out of the get-go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, the reason, you know, I know it sounds a little early to buy trip insurance in February for a trip in September, but the reason I wanted to jump on it was because right now, as of February 11th, I was 59 years old. And I knew in the back of my mind that once I turned 60, 1 month later, the price would probably go up. And on the website, they wanted to know how old you are today.
Oh.
And so I wanted to be able to put in 59. And so that's why I kind of jumped on it. Once we booked the trip, I wanted to just go ahead and get it out of the way and hopefully get a little better price because I was still 59.
I'm going to London and Scotland this spring. And I haven't bought my insurance yet. Maybe I should. What company did you use?
Square Mouth is the main company, but the company that they own where I bought this trip insurance goes by the name of Tin Leg, T-I-N-L-E-G, two words.
Yeah, Tin Leg. Uh-huh. Well, what's by the way, just a little travel talk here. What's travel insurance run you? Is that a function of the price? How much is your trip and how much is your insurance?
Well, they ask questions. They want to know where you're going, when you're going there, how much the trip costs, and what your age is. And those four variables determine the price.
So can you give me a ballpark on what that's going to run?
Well, the trip was a little over $7,200 that included airfare, and the trip insurance was a little over $450 for everything that I wanted.
Yeah, right. So then the phone rings. I wonder if you thought that was a scam, because there's a lot of scams going on right now. You know, do they ask for a routing number, your checking account, that sort of thing?
Well, they called me back the next day, and I answered the phone. And when they started, you know, talking to me, my initial reaction was, oh, this is a scam. But then I realized, no, it can't be, because I contacted them to start with. I entered this, and once they called and spoke with me, they wanted to call me back the next day after they had sent me an email. So that night, before I spoke with them again the next day, I went online and totally stalked them. And this company, Square Mouth, out of St. Pete, Florida, is very well thought of, has great, you know, ratings. And then I also, the PR director, Jenna Hummer, I Googled her and kind of stalked her Facebook and Instagram and realized, you know, these are real people. So when they called back the next day and wanted, you know, my address.
Right.
And that kind of thing, I was very happy to provide them with that. But I did check it out. I'm still a very careful person.
Yeah, I'd hate if I heard the next week, you know that lady that won the $10,000? Well, she just lost $100,000. They raided her account. It's terrible.
Right.
Well, do you have the money yet? Do you got the cash?
I do. Yeah.
So the $10,000 trip is more than paid for, isn't it?
Exactly. That will pay for our Scotland trip.
Yeah, right.
Just so about pay for our Scotland trip.
If it's $7,000, you got $10,000. That's a pretty good deal. Well, now I'm going to go look at my insurance policy and see if there's anything in there. But I'm going to guess not. Well, good for them. You know, that's nice for you. They've got more than $10,000 worth of free advertising out of this. Everybody kind of wins in this case.
Right. But in addition to the $10,000 they gave me, they also donated $10,000 to a nonprofit by the name of Reading is Fundamental. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
I have.
But they provide, you know, books and things for school libraries and things. And then after they interviewed me over the phone and realized I am a teacher, a high school teacher, they, you know, on their own added another $10,000, $5,000 for each high school where I work, to donate to their library. And so those librarians are my new best friends. You better believe it.
So let's hear it for Square Mouth and Tin Leg, and let's hear it for you. Last question, are there any tips that you picked up in reading that policy, things that travelers should know?
Well, definitely make sure when you're traveling abroad outside the United States that you have enough medical coverage to take care of any need you may have. And in this particular case, I just added $1 and was able to double the repatriation amount from $250,000 to $500,000. You know, the thought of getting hurt somewhere remote and then not being able to get airlifted out and back home is kind of frightening.
Yeah.
So I wanted that. I just added $1 and it doubled that amount. And so that was definitely worth it for my peace of mind, for sure.
I've heard stories in my travels, people will be on a cruise ship and they get ill and either they can't get fixed or they want to get fixed back in the United States. So they need to be transported back to the United States. Sometimes they need a helicopter or some sort of private transportation. That can cost $50,000.
Exactly.
So you travel at your own risk, but you need to know that. Well, listen, Donalyn, you've been you've been a bright spot for us today. Thank you for your time, and congratulations once again.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.